But looking for next year, I think everybody can be a little bit hopeful now with the vaccine starting its rollout. There's no doubt that COVID is with us for certainly the first six months and maybe the entire year, and it'll be quite some time before we transition back to more normalcy. But at least there's a lot of hope right now. Some uncertainty. You know, the shutting down was the easy part. You just shut everything off and go home. Opening up, as we all see, is more difficult. So I think there would be, you know, continued uncertainty of operations in some things, but with hope, right? Now that things will open up more. In town, we're working with the district services board, and hopefully we're going to have a new full service emergency shelter. I hope by the end of the year. We'll see how that goes. We're working with our First Nation Friendship Accord, the Philadelphia First Nations Health Authority, Many Island Health Center, and Kenora District Services Board on establishing detox and addictions treatment here. Our Wellington intersection, there was an intersection project upgrade that has been approved by council. Unfortunately, because really we only have the two routes into town, and NCO will be doing work on the bypass route, so we're going to have to delay that project a year, but that's something to look forward to in 2022. And I think we will be looking at some of the studies we've done, certainly the organizational review and the municipal service delivery review. We're going to, council really wants to get in and start implementing some of the recommendations that are in there. That'll take time, but really excited about getting into that. Stay safe, and we're all hoping for a better new year than the one that's just passed. We'll probably do every year, but this year probably more than ever. And to those who have suffered a bit more from the pandemic, our hearts go out to you.